Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and our guests today are Laurel Sorensen and Kaylee Newman with the Arden Rose Home Care and Senior Living. They're our guests today. We want to welcome both of them to the show. Laurel and Kaylee, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Well, tell us about Arden Rose.
Arden Rose Home Care and Senior Living, we started about 7 years ago. We started with a caregiver agency. We saw there was a huge need in the community for good, quality, dependable care. So we started Arden Rose Home Care, which provides private duty home care in someone's home, whether it's in a house, whether it's in a senior living community, memory care, rehab facility, hospital. We can go wherever the need is. From our home care business, we started Arden Rose Senior Living, which is a 16-bed house that's located in Lake in the Hills. We've been open since February. We are licensed by the Illinois Department of Public Health. We have a small home concept with the senior living. We will have 16 residents. All meals are provided. We do all-inclusive pricing instead of doing the levels of care. Kaylee and I both have worked in the bigger box facilities, communities. We've been out in the field working with seniors probably for the last 25 years with both of us combined with our years of experience. And we just saw a need for that smaller concept where if someone is making the transition from their house to a community, it's a little bit of a easier transition going from your home to a 16-bed senior living home.
So let's go back to the beginning. Arden Rose. Where does that name come from?
So the name originated from my grandma, Arden Rose Sorensen, Laurel's mother-in-law also, and she suffered with Alzheimer's and sadly passed away 13 years ago. And my grandpa just had a very hard time finding a caregiver for her at the time, and that was before we were in the business. It was important to us to, start our caregiver agency so families didn't have to suffer the way he did and we did at the time. So we just felt it was important to name the company after her. So we named it Arden Rose, after Arden Rose Sorensen.
And your family experienced a lot of challenges, right, in taking care of, your family member?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we run into the struggle of, is someone going to show up today? Are they, going to be here? We had a shift where they would be there for the day shift, but it always seemed like the dependability wasn't there. Our goal when we started Arden Rose Home Care, with both of us being nurses, we had that experience with what families really needed assistance with. Our goal was to go do our initial assessment, really get to know the family members, get to know the senior, and truly get a feel for what the personality was, what the needs were. And then going back to the office, taking a look at the staff that we have available and really getting the right fit for that senior. Instead of entering a shift into a computer and randomly picking people, there's a lot of heart and soul that goes into deciding who's going to be the best fit.
So I'm not going to let you off the hook. I'm going to ask you about your passion for seniors. It started at the age of 14, is that correct?
Yes. My passion for seniors started at a probably earlier than 14. My grandmother was a director of the Senior Citizens Club out in Oak Park, Illinois. So my mom and myself and my sisters, we would go to the park district and we would play bingo, we would sing, we would interact with the seniors. Something special that my grandmother did for all of her grandchildren, every year she did several tours with the seniors, and it And when one of the grandchildren graduated from eighth grade, our graduation gift was to go on whatever tour my grandmother was going on for the summer. My tour happened to be going to Colorado. So we took a tour bus and toured the state of Colorado. I didn't really know at the time that that was going to be a huge inspiration for me with our senior living home. But from that point on, I developed lasting relationships with these seniors. I had pen pal buddies that we would write back and forth. And I really didn't know at the time that that was going to carry me on my journey.
How large was that group, Laurel?
There were probably about 60 people that went on that tour.
Wow, that's a big group.
And we stayed in different hotels. We went to different functions.
And how old were you at the time?
I was 14.
Oh, so you had it made. They really took care of you, didn't they?
Oh, they did take care of me, yes. I have a lot of great memories from that. There was a restaurant we went to called the Flying W Ranch out in Colorado, and we all lined up, and you got a tin plate, and everyone had to carry their tin plate, and they just plopped whatever food on top of each other. You went to a picnic table. It was kind of like an old saloon, and they did a show, and the seniors loved it. I loved it. And
now you see, the way you explain that food, that's how you served in the Army.
Yeah.
The exact same way.
Yeah, it was interesting. I would love to know if the place is still there. I'd love to visit again. But, and then I got married. My husband was a big skier. We met on the ski slope. So we took many family vacations to Colorado. Our kids have fond memories there. And then on a visit, my son was living out in Colorado at the time as a nurse. We were driving down the road, and I saw this senior living building that intrigued me. I had my husband stop, and I went in for a tour, and it was a smaller concept. And it was very rustic, inviting. There was a big fireplace when you walked in. And from that point on, that was a dream of mine to bring that back to Illinois.
And, of course, your husband said, you know, if we keep stopping like this, we'll never get home,
yeah,
right?
Yes. Which he did not mind, because he loves Colorado. If it was up to him, we would live there.
What area did you tour in Colorado when you were with the 60 seniors?
Oh, we went to Estes Park. We went to Colorado Springs. We went to, we visited the Military Academy. We went horseback riding. I mean, these seniors were very active. We went to, what was it, the Royal Gorge, or we toured a lot of areas in Colorado.
So let's talk about your nursing degree.
So my nursing degree, I knew from a very young age I always wanted to be a nurse. That was my passion. At the time, I always wanted to be a labor and delivery nurse. And I got a little sidetracked from that. I started college right out of high school, but ended up getting married, having kids, so my nursing degree got put on hold.
That'll sidetrack you.
I was a little busy.
Right.
Plus, at that time, nursing schools were so overpopulated. I mean, it was really difficult to get into a nursing school. I was, going to a local community college. Waiting lists were just huge. So I got my kids going. They were in school, and I decided to go back to the community college and get my nursing degree.
And once you got your degree, you took a position in memory care?
Yes. So I started in an OB-GYN office right out of school, and it just wasn't for me. There happened to be this new memory care community opening up in Crystal Lake, and I just said, you know what, I'm just going to go apply and see what it's all about. Got the job there and truly just found a passion.
So now what prompted you to start Arden Rose? That was started in, what, 2016?
Yes.
So what brought that about?
So I had worked at the memory care. I did some home health care where I went into seniors' homes and provided nursing care. I then worked for a caregiver agency for several years as a regional director. Really enjoyed meeting seniors, assessing their needs, finding the right fit with a caregiver, but just kind of saw some things that could be done a little bit differently and decided, you know what, I'm just going to take a leap of faith and try it on my own and start my own agency.
You know, that's really a dedication. That's like your hospice workers, too. That's mm-hmm. truly a dedication to what you're doing.
Yeah, there's nothing more rewarding than meeting with a family who just doesn't know which way to turn, what to do, what type of care to get, what is best, to keep mom or dad in their house, to move them to a community. And we really look at the whole picture, and by now having Art and Rose Home Care and Art and Rose Senior Living, we really feel that we can give families, you know, the best type of solution for their specific needs.
And then you told Kaylee, look, I got a deal you can't afford to refuse, right?
That's what I said. I'll let Kaylee talk about that.
Was that the deal, Kaylee?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you turn your mom down, right?
Right. Yeah, no, I started as a CNA and kind of worked my way up through nursing school. And so I had experience also with home health care. And I just kind of planned to follow my mom in her footsteps. And I worked in the bigger assisted livings. And I just felt there was such a need for a smaller concept also. The smaller ratios is just so important for the seniors to get the care they deserve. So that was very important to us.
And that takes a lot of patience, too, because everything isn't just as you want it to be. It takes effort, and it takes time, and it takes dedication on your part, too.
Yes.
The when you started your nursing career as a CNA?
Yes. Yep. I started as a CNA right out of high school. So I also knew at a very early age, I think third grade, I decided I wanted to be a nurse. So.
Okay. But you weren't sure what type of nursing you wanted to go into.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I wanted to work with peds or babies. And I just, after CNA school, I just fell in love with the seniors. And I knew right away that's what I wanted to do.
I thought maybe it'd be a case where your mother made you an offer you couldn't refuse.
No.
We're going to pause for 1 minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking to Laurel and to Kaylee from the Arden Home Care and Senior Living units that they've got, the building that they've got, and telling us all about all the wonderful things they're doing and how they're doing it. Ladies, the service that you're offering, you say it's more like a boutique senior living home. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so boutique meaning like a smaller concept. So some of the other buildings in the area are just more larger scale, where with our assisted living, it's only 16 residents total.
So how big is the home that you're using for the 16 residents? How is that divided up?
So the home is 11,000 square feet, and we basically walk in. We have a stone fireplace from the floor to ceiling, a vaulted ceiling.
Ah, you brought Colorado back, didn't you?
We did. Uh-huh. And actually, everyone who comes in tours, when they first walk in, their comments are like, I feel like I'm in a lodge in Colorado. I'm like, perfect, we nailed it then, because that's
right.
Especially
on a snowy day.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we wanted. And then the backdrop of our home, which is all windows in the common area, is a open field. So we're on like a wooded lot of 3.5 acres. The first home is completed. We have two other homes that we will be starting on the same property. It'll be set up like a cul-de-sac. And the other home, we will definitely have one in memory care. And then just based on the need, the third one may be another assisted living or memory care. We have an open kitchen concept. So when you first walk into the home, you're going to see a family room with the fireplace, a TV. On the other side of the fireplace is our dining area, and that's our activity area as well, where we do chair exercises in the morning. We do art projects. We play games in there. We have a built-in booth area. So it's the layout is very unique. And from that main area, we have four hallways with the private individual suites. Each person has their own bedroom with their full bath. So we do not have any shared rooms. Our ratios are very low. Our management team, my Art and Rose Home Care office and senior living office is right next door. So we're a sidewalk away from the senior living home. So we have our office staff who will come by the senior living home, do an activity, may help with lunch, dinner. So we're all very involved in the senior living home as well. We have a on-site therapy room in our house, which sets us apart. The on-site therapy room has exercise equipment. We have partnered with a group that provides therapy from physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, all in the home. We have a beauty shop. People are welcome to bring their own beauticians in. We have someone available to do the residents' hair, nails as well. We have a smaller family room area for maybe families that visit. They bring their grandkids, great-grandkids. We have toys in there for them. So it's another little smaller area where you can gather with your family. We have a large table in the dining room where we do like a family-style meal setup, along with smaller tables around. Our outside area, we have a beautiful space that's covered right off the back dining room area where we have furniture, we have a fire pit. So that's where people can really sit, relax, and enjoy the nature around them.
So did you design this building from scratch?
We designed it from scratch. We found a lot over in Lake in the Hills, right off Oak Street. And from that point, it had already been zoned for a commercial type building like this, but fell through. So most of the zoning was done. We worked with our architect and, you know, many hours, days, creating a floor plan that we felt would work just from the years of experience that we have. We have a wellness office in the home as well, where doctors, nurse practitioners, labs, people come, and that's where they can meet with the residents, with our health and wellness director. So yeah, we designed it from scratch. We had a vision, and we have to say our architect and interior designer really, really hit it on the money for us, so.
Yeah, I know most people will ask, because there's other, you know, companies that are out there that have these types of facilities, but how do you make it where yours is more of a warm facility as opposed to being an institution, that type of thing? You know, how do you make it that way?
Yeah, I think it's a lot in the decor and the color schemes. You know, when you walk in, it's just, you feel like you're walking into someone's house. From just the staff. The nice thing with us, it's family owned and operated. I mean, it's owned by our family. We have no management companies, no investors. There's no one that we have to go to make any type of decision. It's basically myself. So I have a definite idea of my staff ratios. We do all-inclusive pricing, meaning there's no surprises. You move in, this is your monthly rate, and that's it. There's nothing like, oh, you need an additional shower a week. We need to tack on this additional amount. You have meds added. You know, now the rate keeps going up. We felt it was very important. you know, most seniors are on a very fixed income budget. They need to know what their monthly expenses are going to be.
And you're right, a lot of them do have add-ons for different things.
Right, right. And we just didn't want to do things that way. We just wanted to, that was very important to us to just say this is the rate. We take long-term care insurance. So if a senior does have long-term care insurance, we work with the company, provide them all the documentation that they need. So we take that off of the families and process all of that on our end.
And right now you have 16 residents, correct?
We can have 16 residents. We currently have 4 right now.
Okay.
There's quite an interest. We've had quite a bit of tours. We're going to be doing an open house on Saturday, May 6th, I believe, is a Saturday. We're going to do an open house from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So we're hoping, you know, people in the community that maybe heard about us want to stop by, meet us. We can show them around, give a tour, and speak to a lot of families one-on-one and show them what sets us apart.
And do the residents have a TV, their own TV in their room too?
Yes, every resident, all of the rooms have been wired for a TV. They're mounted on the wall. And we provide a TV for the residents in every room.
Okay, and how about cable, if they want to go into cable? Is that available?
They can get cable on their own. All of our TVs are more internet-based, okay. So it's more different subscriptions. So okay. Depending on what the family chooses, you know, for the resident, then they can get that. We have two common TVs in the main living room. Dining area, and we have all the different cable stations for, you know, the sports, the Cubs games, all of that on the main TVs.
So is there a website that folks would go to?
So our website is www.ardenroseinc.com.
So let's do that one more time, Kaylee.
Our website is www.ardenroseinc.com.
Now, if somebody wanted to call, is there also a number they can call?
Yes, our phone number is 224-241-8158.
Let's tell the folks one more time, just to make sure they get that down.
Sure, it's 224-241-8158.
So for folks out there that are listening that aren't sure where they want to go, I mean, there's a lot of decisions to make in different places. What thought would you leave them for considering Arden Rose? What do you think would be the most important thing that you want to share with them and say, here's why you should come to Arden Rose?
We just truly do things a little differently. We treat every individual like our own. We would just be happy to have anyone come and tour, and I think they'll get the feel for themselves.
We're very involved as owners. You know, we're there helping with meals. We're there on weekends making sure, you know, everything is going smoothly. We really want to make this as seamless as possible for family members. We want the family members to be the family again and not the caregivers.
If family members come to visit, there has to be a time up until they can visit, right? What's the cutoff, or is there a cutoff?
There is no cutoff. Family members can come and visit at any time. The doors are secured during certain times of the day, but family members, we wanted to leave it open. You know, we wanted, if someone has a busy schedule, works night shift, day shift, wants to come in after their shift at 6 a.m., we didn't feel that we should limit that.
And how about when you have, let's say, birthdays, holidays, things like that, do you have the family members come in to join those
yes.
folks that are there?
Yes, we actually, this past Easter, we had our whole family, grandkids, nieces, nephews, all of our kids over, and we prepared a big family meal and celebrated with the residents that were in the home and some of their family members. And it was kind of like a potluck. Everyone brought a dish, a dessert, and we all ate at the big table, and it was a great day. We had our grandkids there, so the seniors, you know, got to interact with them. We have a golden retriever named Rosie, who visits frequently, and the residents really adore her. She'll go room to room, visit people, bring her ball to them. They play with her. So Rosie is very popular at our house.
And I would imagine some of the residents also have their family members coming for a holiday, too?
Yes. Yes. One of our residents, their whole family came. So it was a lot of fun.
That's terrific. Folks, you've been listening to Laurel and Kaylee from the Arden Rose Home Care and Senior Living Facility in Lake in the Hills. We want to thank them for joining us today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to Huntley Community Radio and click on Contact Us for more information. Until next time, thank you so much and have a great day.